Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you might be listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day and joining us. My name is Parker Kern. Back this week is my co-host, my good friend and our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, welcome back.
Great to be back. Yeah. But I did listen last week, and I thought the conversation with Tracy was really really great.
It was great. Yes, thank you. It was a wonderful experience for both of us, I think. And I think from not only the comments that you mentioned, but just people seeing me in passing, I know Tracy had said she received many positive sentiments as well from people that were really happy that she was on, and you know, folks got to hear her story a little bit more, and I think that was a really good thing. So I was really happy to have her, and you know, add her to the list of esteemed guests that this podcast has had.
Exactly.
So it was very good. Really.
Someday, hopefully, we don't have to get to the list of non-esteemed guests.
Might be me. I don't know. Non-esteemed host. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that was wonderful. But Father, you were busy. And I can hear unfortunately, your allergies are still with you.
I know.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, camp and then Peacecation back to back, which I don't think I'm going to do again.
So,
although I've done it in the past, but I was younger then. It's just started sort of the last couple of days of camp and then went all through Peacecation. And of course, people have heard the last couple of Sundays and all that. So, yeah, it's rough. I might need to up my allergy game next year.
Yeah,
maybe need more professional help. So
yeah, you never know. There's people that they're called doctors.
You can
go see them
right
every once in a while if you need something.
I know. I should do that.
That's okay. So, but let's go through, if you would please, if you can make it without coughing.
A little recap.
Yeah, just a little recap of you know, first of all, camp, and then I know you touched on it a little bit in your homily a couple weeks ago, last weekend,
mm-hmm. two weekends ago. Yeah.
Father Joe was this past mm-hmm. week. And then your priestcation, what'd you do? Who were you with? Did you have fun?
Yeah. You know, camp is it's always great. And I kind of call it like a working vacation. There's actually a bunch of priests up there, so I didn't have to work too hard. But it's just good to get out and do things you don't usually do, like a high ropes course and things like that. And experience like the times of worship, you know, as I tell people like here, like sometimes you do these great worship songs, especially like at offertory and communion, and I can't really enter into those because I'm busy.
Yeah, well.
So it's good to have.
Thanks for the compliment, though.
My own time to, you know, enter into worship, which I can't so much at Mass. Just, you know, swimming in those waters for a week, getting to know, you know, the missionary staff and being there with our own young people, and plus meeting some other, you know, cool kids from other places. And yeah, it's just great. It's just always a good little getaway regardless. And it's good. Yeah, and Priestcation, this group of priest friends, we've been doing this for like 20 years, just kind of a little few days of getaway. Just to kind of hang out and really not do too much, you know, take a little pontoon out and, you know, it's really just kind of hang out. It's kind of pretty minimalistic. You know, our exciting moment of the day is taking the boat out.
That sounds great, though.
And Mass. You know, we have Mass every day.
Yeah.
You know, but so just a nice little getaway, just to catch up and hang out and things like that. And
cool.
Grateful for the opportunity for that.
Yeah, for sure. Any moment that stuck out to you at camp? I'm putting you on the spot.
You know what first comes to mind, the adoration times can be really powerful. I know our high school students went on the mission trip, had a really powerful adoration time, you know, as part of that, which is so awesome to hear. And Bobby's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Especially that the Wednesday adoration, which had to be indoors instead of outdoors because of rain. But just seeing them respond so intensely, you know, to the Lord's presence, you know, there in the monstrance is just really awe inspiring and really a privileged place, you know, and they're just sort of like pouring their hearts out to Jesus, you know.
That's
and they're
wonderful.
Like they're like 100% like locked in, you know, on the Lord. And things like that are just like really like what it's all about.
For sure.
And it ends up being a highlight for all of them too.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good experience. I know a lot of young people have gone there and gone through it and have really, you know, seen firsthand. I mean, God obviously working, but you know, the Spirit sort of breathing in and through everybody, and you know, I mean, through all the different activities, like you said, whether they're on a rock climbing course or in adoration, they're experiencing community.
Yep.
With one another, and they're experiencing, you know, God, and probably most importantly, how they can sort of apply mm-hmm. what they're learning. You know, that sort of, we talk about that high, right? And we both have experienced that, maybe, you know, in different ways, right. But you sort of have that, okay, like after your encounter conference, you had this like real like, okay, all right, awesome, great. But it's like, now what do I do with it?
Right.
You know, and that's the challenge for those young people, is to take that and apply it.
You know, I heard a parent a few weeks ago, their son went with us to camp last year. He wasn't able to join us this year. But a few weeks ago, dad was like, do you have another one of those Jesus journals? Because he used his up from last year.
Good.
And I'm like, really? There's a prayer dare, you know, where you're really just praying every day. Mm-hmm. And oh, really? And he goes, yeah, like every night. He goes up to his room and Beautiful. Spends like a half hour. And I'm like, that is amazing. And awesome. I go, well, they actually sent me one for this current year, so you can have it.
Wow.
So, yeah, right? Like in the past, I've, you know, I said, you know, that summer camp is the best week of your life. And some of the people at Damascus don't like that when I say that, because they don't want to just stay there.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah, I get that. But what if it's the best week of your life because of the fruit that it bore mm-hmm. the rest of your life? And they're yeah. like, okay, we see your point there. You know, maybe that's the week where things just really kind of clicked or turned around or whatever it might be. And so there's definitely the opportunities for that, and how you live it out moving forward, you know, what your relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are like moving forward.
It's really the challenge for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
But on a smaller or perhaps a more deep scale mm-hmm. For them, it's really an issue, you know, something that they need to really consider.
Yeah, that's afterwards. Why we all need those encounter moments.
Absolutely.
At different points in our life, you know, maybe not just once as a kid or whatever in high mm-hmm. school or whatever it might be. Yeah. You know, adults need those too.
Yeah, and signups for next year are already out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's sign-up season.
The well-oiled machine they have.
It's sign-up season. Oh, sign-up you mean season. For camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's working a little different this year. But certainly, if you're interested, let us know, because we did reserve some spots. But we'll be working on this for like a couple months. But yeah. We'd love to, if you're interested, we'd love to give you the registration information first. Cause it opens up really on the 20th or 21st.
Okay.
So it's coming up.
So yeah, a couple.
Yeah, a week or so.
A week from today. Yeah.
Yeah, not even maybe. So mm-hmm. it's yeah. So that's exciting, and we'd love to have you have that experience. And it's really sign up season in general.
Yeah, right.
You know, we got family faith formation coming up. We got, of course, as part of that for mostly second graders, first reconciliation, first communion. You know, confirmation for mostly eighth graders. Men's invitational weekend's coming up in about a month or so, and I think women's retreat is a little after that. They're not quite signing up for that yet, but yeah, OCIA, you know, for those who want to explore you know, sacraments in the Catholic Church, being Catholic if you're not already, and so like all this stuff you can sign up for right now on 23.church.
Right.
And we really kind of need to know that you're interested.
There really is something for everybody. You know, I mean, you could have all these pieces of paper out on Sunday after church and, you know, in the connection center and have, you know, people or iPads. I don't know what people sign up
right.
on or 23.church, but there really is something for everybody at every age, every yeah. stage of life. And I think that's something that we've always, you know, kind of circling back on the last 20 years, that's something we've always tried to really have, is really options for
yep.
for everybody. No matter age or
yeah.
background, faith, you know, faith formation opportunities.
Yep.
And so those are great, you know, great continuing examples of the extended ministries that we have here just beyond Mass and sacraments and
yeah.
so forth.
If you're in high school, we'd love to get you in a small group. Mm-hmm. We can talk to Bobby about that. And you know, looking for mentors, especially for confirmation and maybe even Tracy still needs some help with family faith formation. There's ways to plug in, yep. you know, and as a leader as well. So this just sort of crossed my mind. Just wanted to, again, just thank everyone for coming, who came out to the big party.
Yeah, you got dunked, man. Summer.
I know, man. I was, yeah.
How many times? Did you count how many times?
No. I'm guessing it was probably at least, had been at least 40.
Yeah, you went in a lot.
I
the first couple times I was like, and then I started feeling bad for you.
Yeah, no, yeah,
especially with your allergies. Yeah,
yeah, no, I was like, at least you know, on a hot day, you know, there's worse days to be in a dunk tank.
That's very true.
That's for sure.
That's very true.
Otherwise, so
no, but it was a good cause, right?
Yeah,
Isaiah 1:17 house.
Yeah, you know, and there's something, you know, kind of fun about letting mostly kids, you know, kind of dunk you.
Yeah, people lined up for you.
Yep,
like. And then the first time you got dunked, the crowd went like nuts. I was like,
yeah, I couldn't hear. I was underwater.
Right? Yeah, they were like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't know who that young man was that got the
first one,
first elimination.
But, yeah, yeah.
But he did a good job. He got it right on the mark.
Yep. But yeah, grateful for. I know it was a hot day, but you know, glad for those who were able to come out and celebrate our 20th anniversary. All yep. those who helped. You know, before, during, and after, and then again, I just can't. We can't give enough shout outs to Lisa Kemper for really kind of taking this on and grabbing the bull by the horns and just you're making it happen for us. You know, which is so great.
Yeah, yeah. There was a guy that used to work here that said the church is people,
mm-hmm.
and you probably know who that is. But Father Herb, of course, said the church is people, and that was that was on full display on Sunday.
Yeah,
why, you know. Our community is so vibrant and so alive because of the people. And whether you were a person who assisted, whether you were a person who attended, or if it was your first weekend with us and you're yep. like, oh my gosh, there's pulled pork sandwiches after Mass. This is the greatest thing ever.
That's right.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, you might want to lower your expectations for next Sunday.
I would, but...
Yeah, we don't always have pulled pork.
I mean, you get the body and blood of Christ, you know, at Mass. That's probably the best thing. But yeah, pulled pork. Yeah, by the way, which is very, very tasty. I went
with the chicken. It was good.
You went with the chicken? Okay.
Maybe slightly dry since by the time I got to it at like 2:00. But
ate after?
I was going to eat before.
Oh, that makes sense.
Can you imagine being full and being dunked that many times? I guess, I'd be throwing up.
Yeah, that would have been
wild. That would have been horrible.
Yeah, that would have been wild. No,
you're supposed to wait like a half hour until after you eat.
I guess I didn't think about that. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's no, I thought about it long and hard.
I saw Sarah after she had her time in the... In the pit, she went for food after. I was yep. like, oh, I guess, yeah, so.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to do that on a full stomach, man. That'd be gross.
No, yeah. Good thing I didn't go then, because I probably would have ate and then had a problem, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah,
25th, you're in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. 25th.
Well, who knows how often we're going to do this, but.
You know, oh, I was like.
25th anniversary,
I thought
sorry.
You meant like August 25th. You're going to throw me in there or something.
Well, I
like,
mean, we could probably make that happen,
I'm
too.
I'm sure we could, yeah.
But, you know, I was thinking that
I've never been. Yeah,
Paris's 25th anniversary.
Oh, five. Oh boy. All right.
You have 5 years to psych yourself up.
I'll prepare. I'll mm-hmm. prepare. Yeah, I'll really
practice holding your breath, all that kind of stuff.
I am. Yeah, I've never liked jumping into water.
Mm-hmm.
I've always.
You don't jump in. They hit a thing.
Right. No, I understand. But that's even worse. It's even worse because then you're not controlling it. You know. I like to control. I like
you know,
to control
a,
when
this
I go
is a time
in.
Of you know self forgetfulness.
I'm like a you know I'm like
you
a
let yourself go.
You ever see like a old car like cruising down the road real slow? That's how I like to get into water. I just like to kind of mm-hmm. saunter in, you know, almost like I'm in a movie or something, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm just sort of and then I just get in and I'm immersed.
Yeah, don't take us just like that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well. Mm-hmm.
So no worries.
I'll take that to prayer for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Well, Father, anything else you want to cover? We've really done a good job so far.
I think we had a good synopsis.
We did a very good synopsis.
Life. Yeah.
That's right. So this weekend, the 20th
Sunday
in Ordinary Time. Yes, sir.
So it's so funny. At summer camp, it's actually there. The place that Damascus rents is it's owned by the Chaldean Catholic Church. And there's a lot of Chaldean kids that come to camp, and there was a Chaldean Catholic priest who was there with us this week,
mm-hmm.
that week. And I was sitting on this bench outside of the main lodge, and it was Friday morning, and he was walking up. I'm like, I'm just waiting for some inspiration for my homily for Sunday. He's like, well, we have a different calendar. I can't really help you.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so you guys don't have like ordinary time? Which I knew the answer to. He goes, no. I'm like, well, you're not missing much. So suffice it to say, it's nonetheless the 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time.
That would be it.
And our gospel is from Luke 12, verses 49 to 53. This is wild. This whole thing is just wild. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a short passage, power-packed, there's a lot going on. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized. How great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law."
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course,
having in-laws now makes this passage much more like, oh, that's interesting. There's actually people there that I can, you know, put into those puzzle pieces.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know, of course, this is right after our passage from last Sunday about, you know, being prepared and, you know, all those kind of things. And of course, Jesus come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. You know, I think we got to think of that as the fire of the Holy Spirit.
I would hope, yeah.
Yeah, you know, which is just, you know, especially right thinking of, in that context, is just, just awesome. That's kind of what we want to see happen, is the world like on fire with the Holy Spirit, you know, as Jesus, you know, desired.
Right, and that fire can sort of manifest itself in, you know, multiple mm-hmm. ways. It's you could almost think of it as like a passion that moves us.
Yeah.
You know, like volunteering or sports, even art, participating in church activities, things like that. Like we can that fire, you know, burns for us, through us. And, you know, obviously we can translate that back to the Holy Spirit, which is still alive. It's like one of those eternal flames, you know?
Yeah, like it kind of reminds me of what you said earlier, asking about like how we live out experiences, like yes. a camp or whatever. There's that song by Damascus Worship that, you know, I love, called Holy Spirit Come. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple lines in there that says, "We need your presence more than your power, because fire without faith just fades away." So it's not even just getting that momentary kind of fire, you know, in that encounter moment, even though that's, you know, important, but how does that get lived out,
yeah.
you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, maybe especially when it's hard. And I think that's part of the second part there, you know, is that, you know, if we kind of live out our faith, it's going to be hard sometimes.
Yes.
You know, it's not going to be easy. You know, and Jesus even is indicating like it might even affect relationships, even
yeah.
the ones that are the closest. You know, and so it's sort of like one of those whoa kind of moments to think about.
Well, right. And, you know, sort of speaking up and seeking justice almost, and, you know, speaking up for what's right or maybe what we believe in. And how many times have we heard the old, you know, the story about, oh, everybody sits down to Thanksgiving dinner and talks about, you know, the first thing is politics mm-hmm. or something like that. That clearly is a source of division mm-hmm. in families, and religion as well. You know, lifestyle choices. There are all sorts of things where families can be divided against one another in terms of what they believe, and certain members can not really like what other people are saying sometimes, and it does, you know, cause that sort of tension and cause that rupture in those relationships. But I guess, you know, bringing it back to Christ, he's talking about, you know, following the Spirit and following, I think, the call to be a disciple with a capital D. And, you know, he obviously, I think when he says he wants the fire to be already blazing, that means he wants it in all of us.
Yeah, you know, he says there's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. You know, that baptism means an immersion, well, a dunk, like a dunk tank,
oh,
kind of, you know, yeah. if you will, or a plunging, you know, yeah. or even sister, not sister, Mary Healy talked about at the Encounter conference. It means like a pickling. Like you gotta stay in there. So in that way, I guess it's not like a dunk tank.
It's like a brine.
You gotta stay in there. It's like a brine. You know, but he wants that accomplished, like this immersion in his own life. Yeah. You know, that's a wild thing to sort of think about, and our life immersed in Jesus's life. But in some way, that's kind of what the Christian calling is, to your point, like to be a disciple.
Yeah. And I think also that the interesting word that stuck out to me as you just reread that was my anguish, that it's not.
Yeah.
That God longs so much for all of us to just be on fire, right? And when we're not, he's like sad, right?
Yeah, the church is not just the Jesus Appreciation Club. No, there's more that's supposed to happen.
Right, but I think for us, I mean, you always say at Christmas time, like, you know, don't make the baby Jesus cry or whatever. Nah. Like,
well, I say that throughout the year, but
that's true. But that's a good point. Like, that's a good, like, imagine Jesus being sad, not like angry at you, like, oh, I'm gonna send you to, you know, damnation. No, that's not it. He's like sad because your soul isn't on fire with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So
we don't have the more that God has in store.
He's a loving
us.
God. He's not he's not a punishing God.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of those lessons that at summer camp, maybe especially this year, as it turned out, God has more.
Mm-hmm.
Is more, has more, right. And all that. Are we willing to be immersed in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we need the grace. We need grace to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's what's good to pray for.
And you get some grace each day.
Yep.
And that's all you need for that day. And then the next day, it's sort of like a trip odometer on your car. It just resets, and then you get great for.
And of course, we've already been immersed through our baptism, so we can pray.
Literally,
and we can keep praying, "Come, Holy Spirit," that gets awakened more and more within us.
Indeed. And with that, Father, let's say a prayer.
Yeah. Before that, I forgot earlier. So depending on when you're listening to this, there is a special day this week. Holy Day, Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes.
So like a Sunday, like we're expected to be there just to celebrate. And I know it can be hard to get out of the routine and think about going to church on a weekday, but isn't that one of those examples of saying, like, no, if my life is immersed in Christ, I'm going to live differently.
Bang.
And I'm going to you know, do differently. I'm going to make sure that I'm there, and maybe it causes division with a coach or whatever, but what's sort of most important. So,
amen.
So anyway, Thursday, 7 PM, Friday, 9 AM. If neither of those times work, just check around other parishes, see what they have.
Yep.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, set us on fire, with your love. And we know, just looking at the image of your Sacred Heart, that your heart burns for us. And that even looking at that Sacred Heart, that it's outside of your chest, like your heart goes out to us. Heart that was wounded for us, but is still on fire with love for us. And so help us to enter into the depths of your love, to be immersed more and more in that, and to continue to call upon you for help and live the life that you have in store for us, because you came that we might have life and have it in abundance. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love in the Holy Spirit through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, thanks. Great to have you back today.
Thanks, Parker. Great to be back. Thanks, everyone. God bless you. We'll see you.